this is the year of change, and there is an urgency that we need to heed to. God wants to call us to another level, to a thing that He is doing in our midst, not only in our lives, but also in our country. For us as a church, you know, the Lord said, this is a year of change. What does that really mean? The last couple of weeks, we talked about how we need to change from the inside out. There needs to be, first of all, a change in our attitudes. That's right. In our attitudes. And there needs to also be a change in authority that God is giving to us. Two A's that we are talking about. And we've been thinking about, I want us to continue to think about this for, you know, the next couple of weeks. Because attitude works from the inside out. And last week we talked about Jesus. You know, God is calling a party. And we need to be there. Whatever God calls us to, we need to be there. We looked at the parable of the banquet. And we said that, you know, we must make sure that our priorities are in line. They are not misplaced. You know, that we don't constantly come up with excuses. Because one excuse after another excuse, excuses always multiplies itself. And we need to honor God. And that our honor is not misplaced. Today I want to develop a little bit more about that and think about that. Think about our attitudes a little bit more and how it needs to be changed in light of what is happening. If there's one thing that I'd like us to remember today, is that is the word immediate. There is an immediate call, and there needs to be an immediate response to what God wants to do. Turn with me to Mark chapter 1. Mark chapter 1. This is the call of the disciples. And I just want us to take note of a couple of things. Number one, Mark chapter 1, verse 16. As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Come, follow me, Jesus said, and I will make you fishers of men. At once, they left their nets and followed him. At once, they left their nets and followed him. If you look at the prayer passage in Matthew, it says, immediately, they dropped their nets and followed Jesus. Immediately, at once, they dropped their nets and followed Jesus. I believe that we need to think about the immediate call, immediate response to the call that God is giving upon our lives. We can be about our business. Whether you are, you know, in school, in college, you're working, wherever you are working, God comes to us and He says this, come follow me. I know God has called us to follow Him. But I'm talking about specifics. I'm talking about specifics that God will assign to us. For these disciples, Jesus said, come follow me and I will make you fishers of men. It's a specific call to the disciples. And God comes to us and He will, time and time again, give us a specific call. Come follow me. At once, they left their nets and followed Him. Let's read on verse 19. When He had gone a little farther, He saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother, John, in a boat, preparing their nets. Without delay, He called them, they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed Him. Without delay, He called them and they left their father, left their nets and followed Him. there's an immediate call to follow Jesus. And He will come, and we need to, whatever we are focusing on at that point of time, whether you're mending nets, whether you are in, you know, your school, your college, your university, when God says, come follow me in this particular area, in this particular direction, we need to heed to that urgency. There is an urgency in this season, I believe. God wants to quicken something. And we need to drop and go. We need to learn to drop and go. Mark chapter 10. Number one, there is an immediate call to follow Jesus. Number two, there is also an immediate call to prayer and praise. Mark chapter 10 talks about this guy. And I would like to read that. Bartimaeus, verse 46. Then they came to Jericho, and Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city. A blind man, Bartimaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Many rebuked him, told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stopped and said, call him. So they called to the blind man, cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you. Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. What do you want me to do for you? Jesus asked. The blind man said, Rabbi, I want to see. Go, said Jesus, your faith has healed you. Immediately, you want to circle that word. He received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus. Now here again we see that immediate following, wanting to follow Jesus. But I want to highlight one thing here. You know, this man was blind, but he did something. He called out. Well, Jesus was, you know, probably a couple of meters away. He calls out to him and he would not let him go. His attitude at that point of time was that I will do whatever it takes to get Jesus' attention. I will do whatever it takes to get his attention. I will call. In fact, the people there begin to rebuke him. Ask him to keep quiet. Don't make so much noise. Don't be a distraction. Just keep quiet. But he shouted even louder. I think there is a call to cry out right now. There is an urgency. Now if you think about this man, Bartimaeus, you know, how urgent was he to want to receive his sight? In the midst of a crowd, he is louder than anybody else. While people rebuked him, he began to speak out, shout out even more. In his heart, I believe that there was a great urgency to want to see something happen in his life. In his case, to want to receive sight. And Jesus asked him, what do you want me to do? I want to see. There's an immediate urgency for us to cry out to God, to call out to Jesus. We don't have him physically here right now, but we have him in our hearts. We have the Holy Spirit with us. And we need to constantly cry out. Louder than the voices of this world. Louder than the people, the voices of discouragement that will come and that will rebuke us, that will come and say, you know, you keep quiet, don't do anything, don't disturb the Lord. We need to cry out louder than those voices and say, God, I want to see. Because there is an urgency. And it's an immediate response that we need to be able to arise and follow. And this guy was healed. Let's look at someone else who was healed. Luke chapter 13. Luke chapter 13. And here we see a crippled woman, verse 10. On a Sabbath, Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues, and a woman who was there, who had been crippled by the Spirit for 18 years, 18 years, she was bent over and could not straighten up at all. When Jesus saw her, he called her forward and said to her, "Woman, you are set free from your infirmity." And then he put his hands on her, and immediately, here it happens again, she straightened up and praised God. There is an immediate response after healing. She's immediately healed. But the other thing that happens is that she immediately begins to praise God. And we need to learn not only to immediately call out to Him in prayer, call out to God in prayer, louder than the voices of this world, but to learn to immediately praise. Very often we say, when we are in trouble, we are closer to God. When good things happen, we tend to forget God, right? How many of us pray more than we praise? Don't need to put our hand, huh? But there needs to be a balance between the both, right? Prayer, not only in times of need, but in building that relationship with God. But a lot of times we think of prayers, you know, there is a need, so pray. And then we forget, when God meets that need, we forget praise. And we forget coming together and gathering together to give Him that praise. I believe in this season, one of the things that God wants to do in our heart, in this time of urgency, is to learn how to immediately pray and to immediately praise. To learn how to pray and praise in response to the things that are happening to our lives. Immediate prayer and praise. So there is an immediate call to follow Jesus, and we need to learn to also learn to pray and to praise immediately. Matthew chapter 14. Matthew chapter 14. Most of you know I love this passage. Jesus walks on water. Verse 22. Immediately. Here we go. Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately, this is the second time this word is mentioned in this passage, but Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I, don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water. Come, he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and beginning to sink, cried out, Lord, save me. Hear this again. Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. You of little faith, he said, why do you doubt? And when they had climbed on the boat, the wind died down, and those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, truly, you are the Son of God. And when they had crossed over, they landed at Gennesaret, and when the men in that place recognized Jesus, they sent word out to all the surrounding country. People brought all their sick to him and begged him to let the sick just touch the edge of his cloak, and all who touched him were healed. You look at this passage, that word immediately is mentioned three times. Even after they land, you see that there is an urgency. People see immediately things are beginning to happen. They go out, they bring the people in. There is an urgency. We need to learn how to, the first immediately in verse 22, we need to learn how to, Jesus said, okay, now it's time, let's go. You guys go ahead. Go ahead. Jesus wasn't going to go with them, you know. But Jesus gave them an instruction. You guys go ahead, I'll disperse the crowd. We need to learn how to immediately respond to obedience. And we talked about this earlier on, when we talked about the immediate call to follow Jesus. Drop everything, drop your nets, let's go. Here we see this again. And these guys, in the earlier passage, we see the disciples following, right? And now we see the disciples, Jesus was not going to be with them. Jesus said, you just go ahead first. I'll catch up. You know, sometimes, if you go ahead, I'll follow you, no problem. But if you ask me to go alone, not me. In both instances, we need to learn obedience. And there is an urgency. You know, sometimes we are very picky. We analyze the situation and we look at it and say, oh, is Jesus going to be there? Okay, you know, Jesus is going ahead, or somebody is going ahead, or, you know, yeah, I've seen this before, so can follow. Whereas the flip side of the coin is that God calls us to do something that we've never done before, never experienced before. And he's saying, you know, you guys go ahead, I'll catch up. And when Jesus says he'll catch up, he will catch up. But taking those first couple of steps, not knowing what to do, not knowing what's going to happen, we step back and we say, you know, God, you got to send someone else ahead first. Yeah, I'm the follow type, you know. I'm not the go ahead type. And what happens in our life is we fail to see miracles happen. Immediately, Jesus made his disciples go. There is a call of obedience. The second immediately is found in verse 27. You know, they're all afraid. It's in the middle of the night. They thought it was a ghost. And Jesus immediately said to them, take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid. One of the things that I believe that God constantly does with us is that he gives us courage, strength to carry on. And God is quick to respond to whatever we face, however we feel. God is quick to respond. Immediately he said, these disciples went on ahead. And there was this storm. Everyone was afraid when they saw, you know, this man walking on water in the middle of the night. While they were afraid, Jesus brings comfort, immediate comfort. And let's be encouraged that whenever we hear the call, whenever we are quick to respond in urgent situations, God is also there to comfort us. Peter begins to walk on water, and I'm not going to preach on that today. But then he sinks after a while, after walking on water. And the next time the word immediately occurs is when Jesus reaches out his hand and catches him. Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand. There is a sign of assurance, help, salvation, whenever we are in need. You see, the thing about these passages is this. On one hand, there is a call and a challenge for immediate response from us. Let's follow Jesus. Come on, let's get up. Let's cry out to him in prayer. When things happen, let's learn how to praise immediately. But yet at the same time, Jesus also responds that way. Whenever we are fearful, he immediately comes and encourages us. Whenever we are falling, he immediately comes and he reaches out and he pulls us up. We enter this year, the year of change, with a deep hunger, I hope, for every one of us to see change in our lives. To see change that begins from the inside out. To see change that begins, first of all, in our attitudes. To want to see something happen. And today I want us to think about that word immediate. Immediately, God does his part. But what about us? Because there is a call, an immediate call to follow him. There is an immediate call to obedience. There is an immediate call to prayer. An immediate call to praise. There is also an immediate call to serve. And that comes from inside. We have to be ready to arise and to serve. Matthew chapter 25. And this is the parable of the talents. We won't go through the parable. Most of us know the story, of a man who is going on a journey, and he calls his servants and he gives his servants talents according to their ability, each one of them. He gives them money. And I'd like us to take note in verse 16, the man who had received the 5 talents went out at once and put his money to work and gained 5 more. So also the one with the 2 talents gained 2 more. The one who had received 5 talents went out immediately, at once. He put them to work. There is a call for immediate service. At once. Not to delay. How many times have we told the Lord, Lord, if you are calling me to do this, then why don't you do something first? We like to barter trade with God, If you do this, then I will do this for you. As if, God needs us. Or we'll stop and say, God, let certain things happen first. Let me finish my school first. Let me, make some money first. And a lot of times when God calls us, there is no immediate response. Here in this parable, we see the servants. After the master gave money, 5 talents, 2 talents, immediately, at once, put the money to work. Luke chapter 4. And I will end with this passage. Luke chapter 4. We read from verse 38. Jesus left the synagogue, went to the home of Simon. Simon's mother was suffering from high fever, and they asked Jesus to help her. They entered the home. Simon's mother was suffering high fever. And so, verse 39, he bent over and rebuked the fever, and it left her. She got up at once and began to wait on them. She got up at once and began to wait on them. This woman is suffering. Jesus heals her. And just like the other passages where Jesus healed someone, healed the blind and the lame, there was a response of praise. Here we see a response, an immediate response of service. She's having high fever. Jesus comes, touches her. She's healed. Immediately she gets up at once, begins to wait. In other words, begins to serve them. There is an urgency, I believe, and I've said this many times today, in our lives. There is an urgency in our nation. God is calling us to obedience. God is calling us to follow Him. I think all of us know that already. We know that God is calling us to obedience. God is calling us to follow Him. God is giving a specific call wherever we are, big or small, specifically for us. And that's not my emphasis today. My emphasis is how are we responding to God's immediate call. Are we also responding immediately? Or do we very cheekily turn around? Some of us do this. Okay, thank you God. Wait for a while. And if you go back to last week's message, right? We've got, you know, priorities messed up. We've got excuses multiplied. Why we need to wait and not respond immediately. There's an immediate call to obedience, to service, to come together. I'd like us to walk away from service today, asking ourselves, asking the Lord to help us to be quick, to respond to urgency, to walk away from this place remembering that immediate call which needs an immediate response. How would our response to His call, to His word be this year? This year. This is the year of change. That's God's call for us as a church. A year of change. Many things will change. And amidst all the change, I believe one thing that God wants to do is, you know, continue to bless us. But then what are we doing about it? What are we doing about it? Let's bow our heads. Father, we look at your word and we see your servants ready, responding. And we want to pray, oh God, tonight. We want to pray that we would also be quick and immediate in our response. That we would learn, Lord, not to procrastinate, not to give excuses, not to have our priorities all messed up. But Lord, we would be ready, constantly ready, challenged, and awaiting your immediate call upon our lives. And Father, as you call us, we ask that your Holy Spirit would help us to immediately respond to you. Father, we give you thanks that you have chosen us, that you have called us for many great things. And we pray this evening that we would be faithful. For this we ask, as we give you thanks. In Jesus' name, amen.